Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori, v'imi Morasi sheyichyu, v'gil Shoshana bas Nechagitl, Nechagitl bas Rechaim Tzvi, Rechaim Tzvi ben Eliyahu, Eli Nishmaso, and for Rabbi Yehuda ben Pesach David, his yurt side is Yud Ches Av, very great tzaddik, spent most of his life motionless in a wheelchair. He was always mole v'gadush b'simcha, one of the wondrous human beings that inhabited our planet. I knew him very well, Baruch Hashem. And Av Gimel Amid Aleph, it says as follows: Amar Mar v'shilach zo haregel v'chein omer m'shalchei regel ashur v'chamor. When it says v'shilach, it's talking about the mazik of regel, of trampling. So it's the Gemara time that cuts v'chamon ha'mashach ha'regel ha'shar v'chamor. So if not, you learn that shilach is regel. Olav ha'chi, if it wouldn't say that, I wouldn't say it's regel. So b'mai mok misla. So what nezik are you going to be mamid kavana satar when it says v'shilach? I karen, ksiv, it already says karen, it can't be karen, it says kiyiga. I shein, you want to say it's shein, ksiv, shteit shein. There's a beer, I think Bryce said. So it has to be regel, so why do you have to come onto the pasuk? And for the Gemara, it's derich. No, you need a pasuk. You might think that v'shilach and beer both are going on shein. Well, the mechalia karna, the lo mechalia karna. Well, beer is where mechalia karna, where the behemo, when it ate, it destroys the karen. Because it ate peiris that can't be tzomeach again. And that's when he wasn't mechala, he didn't destroy the entire karen. In such a case, you'd also be chayev. That's why you need the extra pasuk of v'shilach. But nizkei regel wouldn't know. Kol mashmalan that v'shilach is regel. Ad kan midivrei kotshei shel haGemara. Rashi writes, v'shilach osi l'chiyuv v'hechad lo kal yakarna. V'shilach is coming to say that the owner is chayev if the animal wasn't mechale, didn't destroy the principle. The mashma kagon she'ochla aruga, it ate an aruga, a bed of vegetables. V'soifoy lachzor v'litzmoyach. And in the end, it's going to come back and sprout. Aval lo ketchila, but not like it was originally. So it ate, but it's not going to sprout like it originally sprouted. So it's going to grow back. Yeah, it's going to grow back, but not like it originally did. So that's mechalia karna. That's lo mechalia karna. That's called that it didn't, wasn't mechalia the karen. Because there's still going to be afterwards growth. It's just not going to be like it was originally. Frek teisvis. Indibor maschel hadlo mechal yakarno. V'koshe. V'ho mechal yakarno. Shagam abaylim. Hem yicholim liktsor. Wait a second. There is a kili karen here. Because the baylim could themselves have done liktsira. In other words, even so, for litzmoch b'chelko, you're right, it's going to grow back in part. Nevertheless, the baylim lost, because they also could have harvested this produce and then it would have grown again. So they are losing the karen of what was removed. So why is it called lo mechalia karna? I had a Freudian slip over there when I said that it's coming to tell you when Shilach is coming to tell you mechalia karna. Because taka, the v'shilach, sounds like a v'chal yukarna. Ochla aruga. Why isn't the ochla aruga considered kiliya karen? That's drawing the principle. Not only that, but it's mevor midivrei Rashi, that if the produce would grow as it is originally, growing, as it originally grew, then he'd be pater gam lefi amaskana. It's only because it's not going to grow back as well as it was originally. It's not going to be the same quality as it was originally. That's why he's chayiv. But if it would be the same quality as it was originally, he'd be pater. Why? The bialim could have also been kotzer, and then it would have grown back kevatchila. So the behema caused the loss. When it ate from it, it caused the loss of what the bialim could have been kotzer now. So why is the mazik potter if it would have grown back? I wonder. So Rabbi Abba Berman, the great Shiva, Shiva's Iyun HaTalmud, they published his Shiurim on Bava Kamma 4 years ago. So he explains as follows. Ishlachgor begeder inyan mazik. Why is mazik chayiv? Why, if one caused damages to someone else, is chayiv? Is it mitzad that he's mafsid mamun chavero? Or is he destroyed a chayfetz? Because the din izikin is a milvak suva b'torah. It's like a monetary obligation that's written in the Torah, like Tosas and Subas Nivavam and Aleph, Divar Maskal, Reza Mukudeshis, Vitanar Bata. In other words, it's a Chiddush Torah that he's Mischayev. And maybe the Chiddush Torah was that he's only Mischayev when he was Shover the Chayfetz, when he destroyed the object. So is it else destroying the object, or is it else Hefzeid Mamon Chaveru? So we can bring a Raya, surprisingly, at Sada Sheni, that it's Ibud Vashiris HaChayfetz. As we say later on, that the bialim, who were harmed etaplim b'nevela, and we learn that from Sukkim. So they get the nevela. So we see without the pasuk, the mazik we would have to pay kol dmei asher achai. And the mazik would have to be metapel b'nevela. Reb Shimon says in his Chidushim, Simen Yud Gimel, that even la'achar akra, even after we have the pasuk, it's still begeder tashlumin ba'ada hezek. It's still considered that the nevela is payment. So the etzem chiyuv mazik is for the whole shavius of the living shore. So the etzem, he's paying for the whole living shore. So if we say that the chiyuv nizikin is mitzad shehifsid mamun chaveiro, the loss, he wasn't mafsid him kol shavius hashor. He still has the nevela. So why should he be mischayev kol shavius hashor? He has to pay the whole shavius hashor. Why does he have to pay kol shavis hashor? The owner has the nevela. Like Reb Shimon explained that, but etzem the chiyuv mazik is bishvil kol shavis hashor achai. Why he has the nevela? So let him pay the value of the living shore minus nevela. Why is be'etzem the payment on the entire value of the shore? Just the nevela is part of that payment. Why is the payment for the entire value of the shore, of the living shore that was killed? So we see, like the Tzad HaSheni, that the Chiv is for Shvir HaSachefa, it's not Hefzei Bailim. Who is Hefzei Bailim? And the payment would only be minus the Nevela. Since Be'etzim L'chiyuv Tashlumin is for everything, it must be, it's because he was Mazik, he was Shover Chefzo Shel Chaveiro. Since Meikaro is a shore, and now it's not a shore, because the Nevela is not a shore, so the Shvir and the Hefz and the Hezek were B'chol HaShor. And therefore, without a pasuk, he would say, "Lefi shavius shel kol hasher achai." He would have to pay for everything. Without the pasuk, we only have a pasuk that the bailam are metaplim bin avela. And his payment is minus that. But if not for the pasuk, then you would say that he would have to pay the whole shabbos of the Shor HaChai. Why is that? Because that's the payment. That's the payment of mazik. The payment of mazik is for shviras hachefetz. So he would have to pay, if not for the pasuk, for the whole shviras hachefetz. So we have a pasuk that says that he doesn't have to pay for the whole shviras hachefetz. We subtract nevela. If lule the pasuk, he would have to pay for the whole shviras hachefetz. Again, even after the pasuk, the payment is for the shviras kol hachefetz. He's be'etzem paying for the whole Shor HaChai. Because part of that payment is the nevela, but he's really chayev on the whole Shor HaChai. Even though the loss was less, because the loss was minus the Shor HaChai. He's be'etzim paying for the whole Shor HaChai, as Rav Shimon explains in Siman Yud Gimel. Because the payment is not for the hefsid mamon chavero. The payment is because of Ibud v'shiras hachefetz. And Amir Tashem, God should give us life and simcha and everything else we need in order to continue, and hopefully in a future shir we will discuss this more. We also see this from the fact that Hezek Sheino Nikar Lo Shmei Hezek. Because Behezek Beinu Nikar, there's a Hefsid Mammon. So why Lav Shmei Hezek? Why is that not called Hezek? It must be because there has to be Shviras HaChefetz. And if it's not recognizable Hezek, he's a Metame, his friend's Tyrus, let's say. Ain't kan Shviras HaChefetz. So Memela Lav Shmei Hezek, we paskin. Nacharaya says later on, Sadi Chesamad Aleph, I'm a rabbi, Shof Matbea, Shel Chavero, Potter. If somebody rubs down his friend's coin and it doesn't have the tzur anymore, so it's not a good coin, like on the Israeli shekel coins, they have a picture of a marijuana leaf, strangely enough. So if he's shuf that marijuana leaf, then he's Potter, my taima. The halo avad velo midi. The Gemara says that he didn't do anything. This makkah that he gave to the coin didn't do anything because beguf hamatbea lo chiser klum. And that's when he's in Achay Medin Mazik, when he hit the pati with a hammer on the back of the matbea, and he was moichek the tzura, aval shayfe b'shufina. If he rubbed off the tzura, in other words, he removed part of the matbea, chesuri mechzer is mechaser me'a matbea. If he was just shuff which the Gemara defines usually means to rub. The Gemara defines here as Bekornis of a Tarshe, he hit it with a hammer He's pater. Because he didn't do anything. He wasn't a chaser me'amad be'ah. But if he's mechaser me'amad be'ah, then he's chayiv. Even in a case where he hit it with a hammer, the guy doesn't have his coin anymore. It can't be used as a shekel coin. So if it's hefset chaver, we should have to pay. So bal korchenu was mevor that we require shviras hachefetz. Shemachiyeh bekornis es shlochiser me'etzem hachefetz v'lo shavro. Ain kan shviras chefetz lechin pater. As long as he didn't break the chefetz, you're pater. And that's what happened when you hit it with the hammer. He didn't break the chefetz. He just was mochek the tzura, but he didn't break it. Only if he breaks it, if he removes part of it, then he's chayev. Well, if he's nirit, she zeh bir divrei Rashi, that when this shachas, when this animal food that's growing from the ground will grow again, but not ketchila, it's considered lo mechal yakarna, and there's a svara that he'd be pater. And that's because the ikar cheftz of shachas is linyan tvua asidu litzmach. And since this is asidu litzmach b'chol ofen, therefore it's considered lo mechal yakarna. Because you have this animal fodder growing from the ground, the Igra Cheft is not what you have in front of you, but that it's going to grow more in the future. Right now there's only a little bit, and more of it's going to grow in the future. So if he eats it, and then more is going to grow, then that's not considered a... Mechal Yakarna. Because it's going to regrow. Why? Because it's not Shviras Kol HaChefetz. Shviras Kol HaChefetz is when it's not going to regrow. But here it's going to regrow. That's not considered destroying the Chefetz. It's still there, B'koach. So Kamash on the Pasuk, and even in Lo Mechal Yakarna is Chayev. Because there is a little bit of Shviras HaChefetz. Because it's not going to grow back as it originally was. That's really the Chiddush here, that the Iker Chefetz of Shachas, I wouldn't have said that on my own. The Iker Chefetz of Shachas, I used to call Rabbi Abba Berman Einstein. That was his name. He was such a genius. Chaim Shmulevitz said, I heard this at Bacher with a Modna Nana with a strange name coming to the Yeshiva now, Einstein. And then after he met him and he talked and learning with him, he said, the guy and they have Einstein. We have Rabbi Abba Berman. He also agreed that he's a head of an Einstein. Anyway, that's the Shachas. The Shachas is what's going to grow in the future. Therefore, eating it now is not Mechal Yakarna, but since it's not going to grow back as it originally was, supposed to grow, Memeila, he's Chayef. So that's Mixa Shviras HaChefetz. So he has to pay for the whole Shachas, not only for what wasn't going to grow back properly, but even for what he destroyed now. So because since there's a Shviras HaChefetz, it's not going to grow back as it was, and there's a Mechayef of Maisa Mazik. So the payment that he has to pay is for the whole hefset that he was mafsid the bailim, and that includes also what's in front of us now. He has to pay for the whole shachas. Rashi agrees to the svar of Tosfos, who says shagam bailim him yicholim liktzur. He says sof he has to pay, but the Rashi had to create the mechayev of tashlum, and the mechayev has to be shviras hachefetz, and the shviras hachefetz is that it's going to grow back, but not ketchila. So that's considered shviras hachefetz. And memela, he has to pay. But it's lo mechal yakarna, because it's still going to grow back in a certain some way. It's not the karen is in mechal yelagamre, but partially. And memela he has to pay. And he has to pay for the whole mazik, even for what's in front of us now. Not only for what didn't grow back afterwards, properly. And this is so that when there's shviras hachefetz afilu b'mektzaso, you have to pay the whole thing for the hefset of the bailim. We see this from the Gemara Vayter and Sadi Chesamad Aleph that we mentioned. that shaf matbea shel chaveiro pater, because the Gemara concludes that's only if you hit it with a hammer. Lavad v'lo midi, but shaifa b'shufina. If umeshafshef etze, he rubs it off. So he's mechusuri mechasrei. He was mechaser mamish matbea and he's chayv. What's he chayv for? Not only for the tsura that he caused to lose to be removed, but for the whole thing. For the whole hefsek. Because now it's not a coin anymore, it's just a piece of silver. So we see from this that when there's Shvir Sachev, it's Afilo B'miktas, and there's a Maisa Mazik, you have to pay for the whole thing. You're also, he just did a little Shvir on the Tzura, but he has to pay for the whole coin. Tosis argues with Rashi, because Tosis holds that they're not paying for the future. You don't only go bust to the future, you also go bust there now, you follow now. Whenever they say now, he's Mechalia Karna. So even if it's Asid with Smoch Kebetchila, it doesn't matter, now you're Mechalia Karna. Tosis, they explain that what is lo mechalya karna betinfa peris lahanasa. That he dirtied peris for the animals hana. The Rashban Edidi the Ashain asks, just like we see right during the Gemara that Uzlam and Mela is considered an av, it's considered regal when the animal went on his own, since it's learned from a pasuk, as we see in the Gemara. So tinfa peris also, since it's learned from a pasuk, lefitosis. Should be considered an av and not a tolada, yin sham b'rashba. So we can answer that Aslam and Mela is not different than when he sends the animal, but etzem maisa amazik. It's the same maisa amazik of regel, it's just a difference in the chiyuv bailim. Aslam and Mela you would think isn't the chiyuv bailim, and when he sent the animal it is. So therefore, after we learn from the pasuk that even b'chahai gavna, the owner is chayev. So, memela, there's no chilik, they're both going to be ups, because it's the same betim, it's the same mais and mazik. Azla memela and shalash shlucher are the same mais and mazik, and memela, azla memela is going to be an av. Masha'en came tin for peris lana osa, that's different from eating. Here we're talking about the mazik of Shane. That's different than eating, behezek atzmo. So, even after the pasuk, it's not going to be an av, it's going to be a tolada, because it's a different. Nice, magic. Okay, Gevaldik, sweet friends, we learned something, and obviously this is a huge sugya. Whenever you're dealing with the yeshiva shemesechtas, there is so much Torah on every sugya, it's amazing. So hopefully we will be able to revisit this. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.